everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I'm one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined by the better looking of us, the more fun, the more funny one, Christy the Tina Lots. How are you doing today, Tina?
Doing good.
Doing good. That's so so glad to hear. I hope that you've had a wonderful week. Everything's been going well. Mm-hmm. We had an interesting afternoon mm-hmm. today. We went and ate lunch at, it wasn't Teresa's, but it was a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And when we were getting ready to leave, it was raining. I mean, it was raining pretty bad.
The bottom fell out.
And so we had to decide, are we going to just sit here and hang out until it quits raining? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to make a run for it? We were tired. We're like, you know what? We don't want to sit here. We want to go ahead and go to the car. So we run out to the car.
You and I. The girls said that you could just pick them up.
I don't think I ran, but I speedily walked.
Yeah.
I didn't run. I get to the car. I look back, and you are just moseying along in the rain.
Well, I wasn't in a hurry. It was hot. And so I thought it'd be nice to get wet. I don't mind getting a little wet in the rain. I like a good rain, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it rained so hard, so fast, there was a lot of mud puddles. And I was in my Vans shoes. And I didn't want to step all in the mud puddle and submerge my whole shoe in the mud puddle. So I was kind of frolicking along the mud puddles to get to the car. But when I got to the car, I was soaked. But I didn't mind it because I thought if it's so hot outside, let me just enjoy the wetness, you know, of the clothes with the air conditioner and I'll be cool all the way home.
Yeah.
And I wasn't hot the whole way home.
Yeah, you felt good.
I was cool as a cucumber.
Well, the funny thing about that was we rode around, picked up the girls. They didn't want to get in the rain. And by the time we pulled out of the restaurant, it had quit raining.
Yep.
Altogether.
If we would have waited a minute, 2 minutes, we wouldn't have gotten wet at all.
Yeah.
But it was worth the wet. Don't you think? Okay.
I mean,
I sure. didn't mind it. Did you mind it? Sometimes you just got to just let it go and just run in the rain.
Just run in the rain. That's
about as spontaneous as I get. It's just, let's just go run in the rain.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I did. And I did not regret it.
Okay.
So it was hard getting my blue jeans off, though, when I got home. Because they were really wet. And I was like, I just got to just step out of them, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, it was fun.
All right. Well, very good. Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you for joining us. If you're one of our 7 returning listeners, man, we really appreciate you being here. If you're brand new, maybe somehow you wandered into the podcast today. Thanks so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. I want to jump into our first segment here. We're going to reverse things up. We're going to switch things up today, Tina. Are you going to be okay with this?
Yeah.
You actually like things to be the same every single time, mm-hmm. but you wanted to switch it up. You said, well, I want to switch it up. I don't want to do the same thing. I want to do something different.
I thought we could at least try something new.
Yeah, so we're going to try something new, and we're going to hit them with the wow first.
Yeah, I thought some people might not hang around for the wow at the end.
You think we bore them? So I want to just gather a couple pieces of information. You feel like the rest of the podcast bores them, that they don't make it to the wow. And since someone told you that the wow was the best part of the podcast, no, you want to put it at the beginning.
That's not true. I don't think that at all. But I think sometimes maybe put that wow at the beginning when everybody's listening.
Hit them with the wow.
Hit them with the powwow, you know?
The powwow.
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar, wow is a word of wisdom from Tina. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to drop some knowledge on us. So Tina, why don't you make it happen?
No, because I feel like all the ears are listening right now.
Yeah,
everyone that's going to listen is listening right now.
We haven't lost anyone yet.
They're still hanging on.
They may be about to leave, but you're going to bring them back with the wow.
Yes.
It reminds me of a story one time where we went and saw Stephen Bogus, who used to be the, when we were in LaGrange, he was the youth pastor. Or he was going to be youth pastor anyway. And Stephen was actually, I mean, Pastor Wesley was actually speaking for J.C. Worley. This is when J.C., who is the pastor at Go Church, well, the church that he's pastoring, he used to be the youth pastor there. And so Pastor Wesley was speaking there, and he was up talking. Kids were kind of, you know, kids are what they are. It wasn't because Pastor Wesley was doing bad. Just kids are what they are. But then he brought out a magic trick, and Stephen leaned over to me. He said, "You always get them back with the magic tricks." That is true. And so for you today, it's kind of like you are, you're going to kick us off with a magic trick. You're going to bring everyone that was going to leave back.
Well, they ain't gone anywhere yet.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, give it to us, Tina. Wow us today.
All right, I am, you know, because we've had a little trying week with vehicles and all that, you know. So this kind of struck me and hit, you know, I thought, this is for me. I thought it might be for someone else.
Okay.
So in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, 17, and 18, it says this, folks. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And so, you know, we always should be joyful in good circumstances and bad circumstances. Be thankful through everything. And, you know, that may sometimes be hard to do, but that's what the Bible's telling us to do. And so I thought someone might need that today.
Yeah. No, that's a... Obviously, it's the Bible. It's a great scripture. It's a great verse. You know, I think there's a lot of confusion about joy and happiness. Mm-hmm. And we want to make those two things the same thing, mm-hmm. but really they're different. Because a lot of times we think that happiness creates joy, and that's not true at all. People can be completely happy or can be happy and have happy moments, but not be filled with joy in their life.
Have you ever met those people that are bubbly?
Yeah.
I think that they are a example of joy.
Yeah.
You know, because not everybody's bubbly when you meet them, are excited.
Yeah.
And I think that I think those are joyful people.
Well, so happiness is a feeling, and happiness comes, it's situational. So, like, people are in pursuit of happiness. People are in pursuit of this feeling of happiness. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between joy and happiness, is happiness is a feeling. Joy is a state of being. So, I can not be happy, but still be full of joy. But in the other way, I can be happy momentarily, but it does not fill me with joy. For example, and I'll just give you a great example. I even searched. I knew that you were going to do that verse, and I just went on the internet really quick, and I didn't spend a ton of time. Mm-hmm. So there may be other options, but I searched, what are things that bring you joy? Mm-hmm. And I saw several lists, and some of the lists were like, go outside and, you know, do a fun activity, throw a frisbee. And all of those things may bring, those are situational, that may bring some happiness. It may lighten your mood, but if you don't possess joy inside of you, if you don't understand where joy comes from, then you will only have happy moments. You won't have a joyful life. And there's a difference. I found another article I thought that was really good. It says this, that joy is not the same as happiness. There's a quote here. For happiness, one needs security, but joy can spring like a flower even from the cliffs of despair. So someone needs something really good to happen in their life to be happy. I need to win the lottery. I need for my bank account to be good. I need for everyone to be healthy. And if all of those things are good, I can be happy. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, you know, like I know, that not everything is always happy. Not everything goes the way that you want it to go. And so if you have joy, I cannot have money in the bank account, but I can still have joy. Mm-hmm. everything cannot be going well and I can still have joy. I can get a really bad doctor's report, and though it makes me sad and upset and maybe sparks worry in me, I can still possess joy. And so happiness is just, it's momentary, it's circumstantial, but joy is who you are. It's part of your being.
Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me of a flower.
Okay.
So like, you know, a flower is in the ground, it's rooted. So I feel like joy is in that root. And sometimes happiness can be on a petal and it can fall off.
Yeah.
But that's good. I mean, it's growing. It's in there. It's rooted, good or a tree. It's rooted. There's joy there. So even in storms or whatever, you know, the tree's not going to fail. It's rooted there. So I feel like that joy's there where momentarily circumstances arise and happen to us. But joy, you know, like joy's rooted. That's a good thing to have. Like,
no, that's great. It, so. I saw another statement just when I was Googling, just kind of joy, really trying to find something that I felt like was usable. And to be honest, it was difficult because there is a lot of merging of joy and happiness. Now, does that mean that they can't coexist? Yeah, they can, but people that are not filled with joy can have happiness, and people that have sad things going on can be filled with joy. And I found this statement, and it said, a true definition of joy goes beyond the limited explanation that's presented in the dictionary. And so the dictionary says, a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. So that's happiness. It's a feeling that I feel. But it says, true joy is limitless, life-defining, and it's a transformative reservoir waiting to be tapped into. And so it's like this joy, we live with this inside of us. And so whether my day goes good or my day goes bad, I still have joy. Whether I am feeling great or I'm feeling bad, whether things are going my way or they are not, whether I got what I wanted or I did not, joy is something that I always possess that I can tap into. And people that lack joy, they oftentimes walk around, they run around, things are bad, things are terrible, they don't ever have anything to look forward to or look into or look ahead to or look up to. And so everything's always bad. Mm-hmm. You can see it out of what they say, out of the negativity and the complaining and those kind of things that, mm-hmm. that you say. And so I just thought that idea of this, if it being a reservoir of life that we tap into even when things don't go our way.
Yeah, I think that's great.
So I thought it was really good. I found one more thing about this that I wanted to bring. So again, remember I told you there is different, you know, there's different ideas of what joy is. Happiness and joy, there's a mixing of the two, and they can be, but they can also not exist together. And so, excuse me, this little article I found was 10 ways to bring joy into your life. And so one of them was to simplify. So if somebody is needing joy, simplify things. Don't make things
complicated.
So complicated. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing. The next one I think is probably better. It's perspective. We've talked about this before. There's always what I think and there's what you think. And neither one of those are necessarily wrong, mm-hmm. but it's our perspective. And so, you know, I just so happen to have this bottle here. If I look at this bottle, I see it. It says one thing, mm-hmm. but you see something completely different. Right? Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the same bottle, but we're looking at two different sides. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes our perspective is only the side of the bottle that we're looking at. And so we have to be able to turn the bottle so that we can see the other side of it. Mm-hmm. We do that with God. Like we want something so bad, or we think something should be a certain way. And we're like, oh God, why won't you do this for me? And God's like, I want you to see it from a different perspective. And so we have to be willing to We do that in relationships, you and I, all the time. We use this phrase often, see the other side of the bottle, because we get so wrapped up in what we think, what we want. So sometimes changing the perspective can allow us to have better joy. We don't get frustrated because we can understand more of what somebody else is going on. It talks about outside play. See, to me, these are happiness moments. These are feelings. If I go outside, if I enjoy being outside, nobody should like going outside now. It's hot. It's hot. But, you know, some people like that. But that's a feeling, and it goes away. You know what I mean? So, but going outside, doing something that you enjoy, letting things go, I think is something that can bring joy. Don't hold on to the past. Being able to move on. Always think about the analogy of holding a thumbtack. You know, sometimes we hold on to a thumbtack and we squeeze it so hard and we're like, this hurts so bad. But really, we're the ones hurting ourselves. And so the way to quit hurting ourselves is to let go. And sometimes that's difficult. And I'm not playing that down like it's not like it's an easy thing sometimes. But sometimes the best thing that we could ever do is just let it go. Mm-hmm. And let that situation move on. And sometimes, this is important, but sometimes we have to forgive people that don't ask for it. Mm-hmm. We have to forgive people that don't deserve it and they don't ask for it. And we don't do it for them, but we do it for us. Mm-hmm. So that's important. Hanging out with friends, good relationships can bring joy. I think they can bring joy. But then the last one here is God. And ultimately, all joy comes from Him. As a matter of fact, it's one of the fruit of the Spirit. There's seven fruits of the Spirit. Do you remember the song?
Yes.
You want to sing it?
No.
We used to sing this song in kids' church when we did kids' church.
It's way too long.
The fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut.
No, we're not going to sing
that. The fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut,
you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit.
Because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Oh.
That's good.
The fruit of the Spirit is not a banana.
No.
Oh, we can't do it again?
We're not in kids' church.
Oh, okay.
We're doing a podcast here.
Sorry, Charlie.
If you want to hear the song, we'll post it and you can go watch it on YouTube.
It's a great song. But joy ultimately is a fruit. It is a byproduct of the Spirit of God that's living in us. And I would say this. It is almost impossible to possess something that God gives us without first having a relationship with Him. Mm-hmm. And so to me, joy, because it is a byproduct of being in relationship with God, living in right relationship with Him, that's where you develop and you possess joy come from. And so ultimately, all of this stuff that we've talked about, it comes from a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And I would just say this, you know, I don't know, you know, some of our listeners may be, you know, super involved with the Lord. Some of them may not be. But I would just encourage you, if you've really, really struggled to find joy, not just momentary moments of happiness, but you genuinely are not feeling joyful in your life. Man, I would encourage you to not look at stuff around you, but to look up to our Heavenly Father. Because not only can He give us joy, but He can give us life to the full. That's what Scripture talks about. He says, not only will I give you life, but I'll give you life to its fullest. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to live a full life apart from a genuine relationship with God. So to me, on this subject and on this topic of joy, you can't talk about joy unless you talk about the author of joy, and that's God. And so for us to genuinely possess that, we need a relationship with Him.
That's good. I hope everybody enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So
Well, what do we do now? Because normally we end the podcast.
It's been a good little podcast so far. We're already 20 minutes in.
Yeah. All right. So, well, listen, let's do this. Normally we would do our what's new.
Okay.
Let's save it till last.
Okay.
All right. And we'll do something that brings you joy. Actually, it brings you happiness, okay? It's momentary situations of happiness. I went to ChatGPT. Do you remember ChatGPT? We talked about it a little bit last week. It's artificial intelligence, but you can ask it questions. It'll do things, create things for you. And so I went to ChatGPT. Oh, well, shoot, I'll save that. Because we also used ChatGPT last week, but I'll save it for your fantasy football team that you're on. Okay, so, but we use ChatGPT, and I asked it to give me 10 Disney movies, okay? So we're only going to rate 5 of them, but here's what I want you to do. You're going to pick a number 1 to 10, and that'll decide what movie that I'll throw out.
Okay.
So you're going to rank, so not to be confusing, we have 10 movies.
Okay.
You're going to pick a number 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
and then that each one of those numbers is connected to a movie that ChatGPT gave us, okay? And then you're going to rate it, blind rating, you can't change it, 1 through 5. So 1 is the best, 5 is the worst. But you're going to choose the number. Because I felt like when I was picking it, I kind of knew what I thought you thought was good, so I'm not even going to pick it. I'm just going to let you choose the number. All right.
So I got to choose 5, but out of 1 through 10, and then I'm going to rate.
You're
going to
rate
5.
Them 1 through 5. Okay. Yeah, it's a little confusing, but I think we can figure it out.
Okay.
All right. So let's start here. There's nothing on the board. Give me a number 1 to 10.
8.
Okay. Number 8, the first movie. You're going to rank this 1 through 5. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 8 is Mulan. Now, these are completely random. I just typed in, give me 5 movies or Disney movies.
I'm going to have to say 5 because I've never even seen all of Mulan.
I haven't either.
So
I've never seen all of Mulan either. So you're going to rank this 5.
5, yeah.
Yeah, so this is your last one.
Yeah, I've never seen it all.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's fairly easy.
Okay.
Okay, so give me another number. You can do 1 through 7 or 9 or 10.
10.
Okay. Number 10, Zootopia.
Well, that's got to be 4. That's one of the most boringest Disney movies that I've ever seen.
Wasn't that the one with the sloth, though?
That would just move slow, and the fox, and...
The sloth was funny.
All right, so 4.
All right.
Okay.
So, Zootopia 4, Mulan 5. All right. Give me... All right, number 2. Frozen.
Oh, I like Frozen. 1.
You're going to make it number 1?
I like Frozen.
Did you know I have never seen all of Frozen?
That's hard for me to believe, but...
Well, I did see the play. Weren't there girls in a play? Frozen? They weren't in Frozen?
Emma's practicing it now.
They weren't already in this play, though?
I don't think so.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, Emma's in the play Frozen now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Frozen is number 1. And then we still have open 2 and 3.
Okay.
All right, give me another number. Do you remember?
4.
Okay, number 4, Moana. Moana.
I'll make her 3.
They're doing a live action of it right now. I didn't love that movie. I know a lot of people loved it.
It had good music. And The Rock was in it.
I mean, I like The Rock, but the movie was kind of boring.
Okay.
All right, so this is your last one. This is going to be your number 2.
Have I done 1 yet?
No, you have not.
No, let's just do 1.
You're going to like this one.
Oh, I am?
This was a good one that you chose.
I hope it's not my favorite one.
It's The Lion King.
Oh, it's okay. All right, I would say 2.
Okay.
My favorite Disney movie of all time is Beauty and the Beast.
So that's number 5.
That would be my favorite. And I love, if I could rate those back.
So the ones that you did not put were Aladdin.
Toy Story.
Beauty and the Beast. Toy Story.
And
Finding Nemo. And The Little Mermaid.
All those were good ones.
Yeah. You just didn't pick any of them.
I chose the... the not so good ones.
What were you gonna say?
I paused it. I didn't say what I was gonna say.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's do our final segment, okay, which is normally our first segment.
Okay.
What's new?
Okay.
And we'll just kind of talk about what's new, what's been happening in our world since the last time that we did the podcast, which was a week ago. Mm-hmm. So we actually get a bonus day because last week we recorded on a Saturday. This week we're recording on a Sunday. What do you have this new?
I had something interesting happen to me the other day. And I don't know if any of y'all have ever had it happen to you, but I had someone try to hack my Facebook.
You did? I forgot about that.
And I remember getting some emails, and we got up for school and work and all that. And I told you, I said, I think somebody is trying to hack my Facebook, Chris. And I'm not very electronically smart, you know, as far as navigating through different apps. And you're like, well, what makes you think this? And I said, well, because Facebook's telling me I'm trying to log in from California and they're changing my stuff. So it was really happening, correct?
Yeah.
And they actually got in, because no one could get my password because it was hard. But they got in, changed my email, put their email, and changed the password. And I was frantic. I was nervous. I was like, you know, not that I get on Facebook and I post stuff, because I'm not a real big poster. I'm letting everybody know everything about me. You know, I'm just not like that. But it did do something inside me that someone could get on, pretend to be me for a few minutes and change my email and all that. That made me very mad.
Yeah.
You know. And so you helped me fix it. Mm-hmm. I had to go in, get everything sent to my phone, then block the person, block them, and change everything again. So that's a pretty big deal for me that somebody tried to invade my privacy. It was almost like somebody breaks into your house and invades your privacy, and then you kind of feel weird the whole day.
Yeah.
You know, I felt that way. And so that's something that's happened to me.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
I did have somebody hack into a Twitch account one time, but I mean.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing as big as the Facebook one?
No.
You know, and I see people get hacked all the time on Facebook, and I'm thinking, do they not know how to fix what we did? Because it was a process. You told me that's what I'm worried about. I went to put the password in, and they're like, well, they changed it. And I was like, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, that's a scary thing.
And they did it. They fixed it pretty fast.
They did.
I mean, they fixed the issue pretty fast, so mm-hmm. That was good.
So that's something that's happened to me. I don't know if it's happened to anybody else out there listening, but if so, y'all need help, just call Chris because he helped me fix my Facebook. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Something else new that you got into this week is you joined a fantasy football team, or football league.
I dropped the headset. Go ahead.
This is pointed at you. You joined a fantasy football league.
I don't know a thing about football.
Lily came in. She said, hey, we're doing a fantasy football league, Mom. Do you want to be in it? And you said yes.
Yes. And then I handed you the phone, and you proceeded to get everything set up.
So this is a
fun, it was very hard to do.
This is a fun fact. But years and years and years ago, it may have been 10 years ago, mm-hmm. You played in a fantasy baseball league with me. Mm-hmm. And that's so you had an account. We it was just super duper old. We figured out how to get into it, mm-hmm. and got your team set up. So that's where we used ChatGPT, because we went into ChatGPT and we said, "Hey, give us some fantasy football names with the word Tina in it."
Yes.
And so several names came up. Some of them weren't good, but we settled on Tina's Tacklers. Uh-huh. But I really want to.
I really want
you to consider.
Lily plays in the league. I really want
you to consider changing your your name.
I can't even say it. When you told me that, I was like, I can't change it to that.
So I think that you should change your name.
You say it, Luke. Look everybody in the face.
To Tina's TDs. T as in touchdown. Tina's touchdowns. Tina's TDs.
Yeah, that's what you mean, and too.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what you mean.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're going to score.
That's not the way you explained it.
You're going to score a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah.
And your name's Tina. I don't understand the problem.
I take it as another word. So I feel like I can't do that with Lily on the team.
Okay.
But I've had people tell me to do it. They thought it would be funny. But I may keep it as Tina's Tacklers.
Tina's Tacklers.
Yeah.
So Ganker sent me a request. I'd already kind of decided not to play fantasy football this year because honestly, the last couple of years I've been in a couple of leagues and I get busy like around Thanksgiving, Christmas time. We get super busy and I don't pay attention to it. And so I fall out of it. And then by that time, you know, stuff's happened. I don't really know. So I'd already kind of decided if nobody asks me, I'm not going to pursue it playing fantasy football. But Ganker sent me a team. He sent me a request, and his brother was putting together a league. And so I'm going to play with Ganker and his brother. I've played fantasy football with both of them before.
I don't have any idea about football players. So it's going to be interesting when I do my pick.
Do you want to know what my football name is for that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Is it Guido's TDs?
Nope, it's CDs. CDs, as in compact discs. Tina's TDs.
It's not. I don't even get it.
Okay, well, there you go. I'm just kidding. It's not that. But it is CDs, TDs.
I thought that's what you meant. When I was going to replay it in my head again, I was like, CDs?
TDs.
TDs, yeah, that's so bad.
Touchdowns, Tina.
Yeah, that CDs, is so bad.
CDs, touchdowns.
Okay.
I don't understand
what
the problem.
Is that what you're making yours?
I already did. It's already happened.
Gosh, that's so funny. I don't know how I'm even going to choose my players. It's really going to be their names.
You got to set up a draft, and y'all need to do it this week because.
Well, don't tell me. I don't know how to do it.
Well, you got to. I think. Yeah. I mean, season starts.
If I miss the draft, it just auto drafts.
It auto drafts, yeah.
I mean, the only thing I know to do is if I like their name and I like the team.
Yeah.
And then I like their numbers.
So, a couple things to remember.
So, that's how I do it.
Don't pick anybody from New England. We don't support them. New England Patriots, we don't support them at all.
Well, it depends on if they make a lot of points.
And luckily Tom Brady is gone, but we never, ever, under any circumstance, zero times ever, choose Tom Brady.
Well, somebody on my roster teams are going to choose him.
Well, somebody is, but we're not because we're going to stand strong on the fact that we don't like Tom Brady. We're not Tom Brady fans.
I don't care.
You should.
That don't bother me.
Tina's Tacklers have a better standard.
If Tom Brady was in it and I could possibly win,
yeah,
I'm choosing Tom Brady.
No, not me. I'd rather lose than have Tom Brady on my team.
I don't mind taking Tom Brady.
Okay. Well, that's a personal issue. Also, one last thing about fantasy football is that Jessica actually was smack talking you a little bit on the fantasy football.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
We were at lunch or the office. I can't remember the other day. And I said, hey, I heard you're playing fantasy football. She said, yeah. And I said, Christy's playing. She said, yeah. She said, I really hate that because I'm going to have to take her down.
I'm not upset about that at all.
You should be. It should get you all fired up.
It doesn't.
Okay.
You want me to talk SmackDown?
Yeah, I want you to talk some smack back to Jessica fantasy.
I'm not a smack talker.
Let's ask ChatGPT to give us some fantasy football smack talk.
I'm probably one of the most fun, happiest, joyous people there is to play with football.
Football smack talk lines.
I'm not a smack talker.
Okay, here we go. All right, here it is. You say this right here. This is from ChatGPT. You say this right here to Jessica.
That looks like that is boring.
No, you just let her have it. This is what ChatGPT came up with.
Get ready to witness the agony of defeat as my fantasy team takes yours to school. Better luck next time. Or not. Yeah. You got any more?
Let's go, Tina. Take that, Jessica.
Yeah.
In your face.
I'm shaking right. in my boots.
Listen, ChatGPT's got to work on their smack talk. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Yeah, that wasn't very good.
That wasn't a great one. We'll work on it.
Okay.
When we change your team name to Tina's TDs, we'll work on it. Okay?
Okay.
Also, in the same aspect of football, college football started this week, but it's back in full force next week.
Okay.
So Gamecocks play 7:30 Saturday night.
Okay.
It's going to be good. So
my fantasy team.
It's college, not fantasy is professional.
Yeah, we're going to struggle. I don't even know all of the pro teams, so.
That's okay. You're going to be great. I think you're going to win.
I think I could name five pro teams.
You don't think you can name five professional football teams?
Because that's not what Gamecocks or Clemson.
No. All right, I'm going to give you a city, and it's going to be real easy. We'll start easy. Atlanta.
All right, I know the Falcons.
Okay.
I know the Dolphins.
Okay, that's two. Where else? Remember Peyton Manning? Where did he play? Indianapolis.
Colts.
Yep. Okay, and then he also played for the Denver.
Broncos.
Yep.
Okay, you just got to name the states and then I'll try to name them.
San Francisco.
49ers.
Okay, that's five there.
Okay, I'm smarter than I think. Okay. Yeah.
So good job.
Patriots.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about them. That's New England. We don't talk about them. Sorry, Dusky. We love you, but we don't talk about them.
Okay. I'm trying to think of some more.
All right. I also wanted to mention this. I'm on a really great streak of going to church the last 2 weeks.
You go to church every week.
I know, but the last 2 weeks have been exceptionally better than none of the weeks are bad, but the last 2 weeks have been great because the last 2 weeks, someone has come up to me with cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Rhonda, who I don't think is one of our seven listeners, but she made me a big old batch. She called them cowboy cookies.
Oh, yeah.
But they were like an oatmeal chocolate. They were good. Oatmeal chocolate chip kind of a cookie.
I probably need to give her container back.
They were really good. I ate a bunch of them. I couldn't eat all of them, but it was a big old container.
I'm so bad about giving containers back.
Yeah, if you give us something, you need to just know that's ours.
Might as well just put my name on it.
We've got plates where people have given us cakes before. We just eat off of them.
Well, listen, in my defense, I wash them and put them on the table for you to take back.
And then I eat off of them.
And then I'm like, well, we need a plate. I might as well use it. You know, I can't. Then when I eat off that plate, I think of that person that gave me that plate. And so it's now part of the plate collection.
Yeah. So, you know, and here's the awkwardness. The awkwardness is for the person to be like, man, I really want that plate back, but I don't want to ask for it. And we're just out here eating sandwiches on it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's a part of our life.
I do set it back to give back.
Not me. I put it in the cabinet.
After it's set for a while, it's like, well, I guess I'm going to put it up.
If you make me a cake and give it to me on a real plate, that I will eat that cake and keep that plate.
It's best you give us to-go or throw-away containers because it hits the Lotz household.
It's ours.
It's pretty much. I've got a platter from a lady in LaGrange, Miss Pam, and she brought burgers.
That was years ago.
To Home Team, when we called it Home Team. And when we moved, I packed that sucker up.
Brought it.
Home. Every time I use it, it's
been here for years.
This was Miss Pam's.
Well, it helps us think of people.
Yeah, it makes me think of, I reminisce about people. Yes.
So Miss Rhonda made us cookies yesterday, or last Sunday. And then this week, Madeline Pena.
Can I just say something about these cookies?
She put in a thing on Facebook that I'd completely forgot about. She said, hey, who would be willing to try some pumpkin cookies? Mm-hmm. And I was like, choose me. Mm-hmm. Forgot about it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I don't like pumpkin stuff. Like, when I seen that.
I do.
When I seen that, I was like, Now, I won't comment on it because I don't really like pumpkin stuff.
Those circles were good.
You brought it to the car, and I don't know if it's because I hadn't eaten all day. But, man, it was soft.
We ate.
Yummy. We ate all the cookies.
She brought a container of cookies in a to-go box. Madeline's not. She's an expert. Mm-hmm. She's pro-level giving people stuff.
She knows.
So, it's a throwaway box. I won't say it was full, but there was enough cookies in there.
To try.
And we ate all of them pretty much before we left the parking lot of the church. Mm-hmm. Like, they were all pretty much gone.
My favorite was the icing. I don't even like pumpkin spice, y'all.
It was delicious.
But she did an excellent job. I don't know if I'll eat everybody's pumpkin cookies, but if she makes me a dozen of those frosted cookies,
yeah,
I will eat them.
So if you're out there listening and you want to continue the streak, we need more cookies. And we also need more plates. So we'll take those too if you want to give them to us.
Yeah. It is about time for some new plates and some new silverware.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas presents.
So, AKA, give us cakes with plates so that we can have more plates at our house.
Yes.
That's pretty much what we're thinking of.
I agree.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Tina, you got anything else?
I think that's it.
Man, that went by quick. Yeah. How did you like the reverse?
I liked it. I felt like it different content way we did it for everybody. I hope they liked it.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Thank you for checking out the podcast. If you made it this far, we appreciate it. And we'd love for you to connect with us. You can do that a couple of ways. One is on the Lots About Something podcast page on Instagram. You just follow us over there. We'd love to hang out with you. Sometimes we post things. Sometimes we don't. But it's always nice to see people jump in there, follow. We did post a couple things this week, so.
And every time you post reels on stuff,
they do really well.
People comment on them.
Yeah, they do really well.
Because people that don't listen to the podcast kind of get a snippet or snippet.
Snippet. Man.
I'm good with little catch-alls. I make up my own when I don't know what they are. I just make them up.
Just a snippet.
A snippet. Yeah. What is it?
Snippet. Yeah.
Yeah. So they get a little taste of actually what's going on. Yeah. So,
if you want to hang out with us there, it'd be greatly appreciated. Also, whatever platform you're listening on, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, you can hit the follow button or the subscribe button, whatever that is. And I've never mentioned this before because it's incomplete, but we actually have a YouTube page. I have been trying to catch up our podcast episodes on there. We only have up to like episode 40, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we've got several more that I need to load in. But if anybody wanted to follow that, you could. And you could watch full video episodes there.
Yeah.
I really haven't done a whole lot with it.
So they have to subscribe.
You have to subscribe to the YouTube page.
Come on, YouTube subscribers.
It's the first time I've ever mentioned it because it's really... Honestly, it's not really ready, but it is out there. I've had several people mention it, talk about it. It is out there. You can watch full video episodes on there as well. It's pretty much the same thing you can watch on Spotify. It's just on YouTube.
And some people might have YouTube before they'd have Spotify. Yeah.
So these are old episodes.
That's good info. Yeah. That's good info to
know. So anyway, all right. Well, guys, that's all that we have for you today. And again, as always, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We love you. And we'd love for you to come back. Invite someone. Tell someone about the podcast. Share it with them. Let them know if you enjoyed it. And invite them to be one of the seven with you. All right. Until next time, guys.
See ya.
Bye. Y'all have a great one.